Welcome to a SearchDataManagement.com podcast about in-database analytics. My name is Hannah Smaltree, Editorial Director for TechTarget's Enterprise Applications Media Group. Today, we're talking to Rick Sherman, founder of Athena IT Solutions, a Massachusetts-based independent consulting firm. Rick has more than 20 years of hands-on experience with information management and BI, and is a popular speaker, writer, and industry expert. Thank you for talking with me today, Rick.
You're welcome, Hannah.
Now, this term, in database analytics, what does this mean and how does this technology work?
All right. Basically, the reason why they're using the term in database analytics is that they've constructed the database specifically for an analytic workload. Relational databases have been built for general purpose database workloads, transactional processing system, business intelligence, et cetera. Some companies have decided to orient their database technology specifically for BI, business intelligence, and analytics. The moniker is stuck most closely with columnar databases. And the twist with columnar databases compared to relational databases is that the data is stored in columns, sort of twisted 90 degrees from rows into columns. And it turns out most business people's queries are related to specific attributes or specific columns. And so it's a quick way to get the data and then to analyze the data.
So if we were to put that in a little bit more of layman's terms, how do you think that you might be able to sort of start to describe that to a management type or, you know, someone who signs the checks?
I think the easiest way to describe it, and the way that I never have any trouble with business people understanding it, is just to compare it to a pivot table. And just like in a spreadsheet, you'd pick out the columns that you'd want to look at and then put it into a pivot table and examine it. It's exactly what the columnar databases does. It takes the data that you need to look at, puts it in this format, and then you can do your analysis.
So, Rick, how do organizations use in-database analytics or whatever your name is for the technology? What's the best way to leverage this technology?
The most appropriate use and the way that companies have benefited most from this technology is to look at the areas where they need to do the most analysis, the most kind of analytics, like predictive analytics, or they're trying to look at performance of the company in a balanced scorecard. So those are the kind of applications which take a lot of horsepower to look at the data, look at trending, look at year-over-year analysis. That's the perfect application to use this technology.
So it's really about performance.
Really about performance. Business folks don't want to wait minutes to get results. Just like with their spreadsheet, they want to be able to see the report instantly, do some what-ifs, see a graph, click on it, and get the details. This technology enables that kind of performance so they can think and ask questions and get results.
Now, can you give us, I think you just mentioned a few examples, but some other real-life examples of how you might want to implement this technology, what kind of specific business problems people might be solving with this technology?
All right, there's a couple different areas. One area which the name, again, will probably throw people at first, predictive analytics. But all that means is that there are folks within your company that are looking at different kinds of trends to predict what the future will be. So they want to look at past sales patterns. They want to look at past customers that would have a tendency to buy your product. And then looking at those customers or those sales, look at some different factors that may increase sales. So that's called predictive analytics. It's a perfect application for this.
And so is this technology that you'd put in to replace some other technology, or would it augment an existing system?
In general, the best approach for this is to really augment and, I'd say, expand what you have. Typically, if people have had warehousing for a while, they have a relational database with terabytes of data. Or if you're even starting out, you have different applications that have data stored in there. When you get to the point where you need to start doing kind of analytics, the analysis, slice and dice is a term the nerds like to talk about. That's when you want to use this technology. Oftentimes, you'll also hear online analytical processing or OLAP, cubes, that's another term that you use. Anytime you hear those buzzwords, it's a good indication that this technology might be best placed to use it. And as an aside, a good news to this is that regardless of whether you're using a relational database or a columnar database or in database analytics database, your standard business intelligence tools can get to the data, and it doesn't need to. You don't need to worry about the fact that you've got something different in the back end.
And now, how would a listener make a business case for in-database analytics? Where is the ROI in this technology?
Two factors on this. The first one is, just as with any kind of analysis or reporting application, what you want to do is look at some of the key initiatives or the business pains that your business is experiencing with the data. And look to areas, those areas, as places where the business will see value in improving the situation. So that's first off how you might identify the areas to start asking questions about. The second one is to look to the areas where the business has developed something that I write a lot about, spread marts or data shadow systems. Where are they spending an awful lot of time with spreadsheets, with Access databases, or compiling data from a lot of different places in order to do a report or do some kind of trending or analysis. That area, which I've been involved in a lot in the last 5 years in particular, you'll get a CFO or a senior VP of marketing who more than easily justify bringing in a technology like this if it's going to take his staff or her staff from gathering data to analyzing data to do their jobs.
So it's really like a time savings equation. It'll take somebody, 10 minutes to do something that took 4 hours, kind of thing.
Yeah, that's the second example. Certainly, is a productivity gain, and for the business folks, that's key. It's a very important thing. And the second area is just in general. We've been talking about in business intelligence for a long time, enabling business people to be able to analyze data. So this is another step toward moving along that path.
Well, thank you. Did you want to add anything else? Do you any other questions I should ask you?
Nope. I think that's the key for the listeners is to do a little research on it, see how it applies, and then try it out. I think they'll be very excited about the potential they could use from it.
Great. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us today, Rick Sherman. And you can learn more about Rick and read his Data Doghouse blog at athena-solutions.com. You can also see more of Rick's writing right here on searchdatamanagement.com. Thank you again for joining us for this discussion. Until next time, I'm Hannah Smaltry for searchdatamanagement.com.